Today's shiur has been given in the Ili Nishmas Rav Chosid Atom Rav Chaim Osher Baron Bepesach Baron Simas father Misham Shavali and the whole family Simcha Nachas and Brach.
Amen.
Sima Baron right here. In the middle of the Torah Hakriya L'Soidius, you also receive something. You have from the letter of Rav Kook, which we might get to, should be on your phone. The letter from Rav Kook, also in the second chelik of the Igris. But let's try to finish this Torah, just to understand the words a little bit on our level. Hakri L'Soidius, we're learning that Rav Kook, in all of his teachings, all of his talks, everything was calling out to the Jewish people to return to Soidius, to the world of Sod, the secrets of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, Rozei Torah, Soid HaShem. And in particular, he was calling out to the leaders of the generation. And Rav Kook was terribly broken and frustrated by the failure on the part of the vast majority of the Gedolei Yisrael to hear this call, to hear this cry. So even though he's speaking to each and every one of us, in most of these Torahs, there are hundreds throughout his writings of this type, of this nature. He'll always speak to the Hamoin Am, to the people, Chlal, to all of us, but then specifically to the leaders, who he felt were responsible for ignoring to a large extent the neshama of Torah, the neshama of the Jewish people. So where it begins, v'lezois kruim hem amitzei hakoach. That's where we're up to. V'lezois kruim hem amitzei hakoach. And therefore, Rav Kook says this call regarding Sod, the secrets of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, is being directed most of all to the Amitzei HaKoach, to those of great strength, to those who are courageous, to those who are strong. Eila Halavavas Asher Or Hashem Hu Kol Toichen Chayehem. I'm calling out to those hearts where the light of Hashem fills their entire existence, the hearts that are filled with the light of Hashem, where Yiddishkeit is the purpose, you feel that Yiddishkeit is the purpose of your life, of your existence. Gam im nishbru v'noikshu mirov yeyush. Even if these hearts have already been broken and have become even hard, Meirov Yeyush, because of so much despair, Meirov Yeyush, because of so much Yeyush. Gam im nis'alfu, even if these hearts have grown faint, Mimiyut emunah ba'atzvam, because of a deficiency of faith in themselves, a lack of faith in oneself. Gam im aifu b'milchamtam neged hamayin rav. Even if you become tired, you become weary in the war that you've been waging against the hamayin rav. Now, when he speaks about the war, again, he's trying to direct his words now to those who within themselves know that there's a terrible, terrible lack of emunah within Am Yisrael. There's a crisis of faith. And that the way to heal this is by, the main way to heal this is by learning, by teaching Soidei HaTorah, the secrets of Torah. Emunah and Rozei HaTorah. And he knows that he, Rav Kook, was part of a minority of Rabbanim, Tzaddikim, Rebbes, or Sheshivas, who were fighting against the Hamon. The Hamon, the vast majority, who are continuing on with the old way of teaching, where the entire curriculum was just Chumash, Rashi, and Gemara Rashi Taisus. And Rav Kook says, I know that you have this in your hearts, the same thing that I'm feeling, but your hearts have been broken, and some of your hearts maybe have become hard over time. And you don't believe that you can make a difference, and you're tired of fighting this war. Somebody just gave me a Torah journal, a very fine Torah journal that comes out every now and then. And there's some good articles. There's one article where there's a particular rabbi, I don't want to mention his name, he's obviously a very chashuv person, I haven't met him, but he's trying to do good things. And this rabbi has been going around the country, maybe even beyond America. He's going around trying to introduce into the curriculum of the schools Limudim of Emuna, like an Emuna curriculum in the yeshivas, recognizing what Rav Kook was talking about. I don't know if he learns Rav Kook's from, I have no idea, but you don't have to learn Rav Kook's from to know that this is something which is terribly missing, that you talk to a typical kid in school, adults also, but kid in school has no idea what it means, what's the Yud Gimli Karim. He has no, you're asking him, you're expecting him to daven, he doesn't know who he's talking to, he has no idea what it means to be a Jew, b'chlal, not the most basic idea of what Yiddishkeit is about. And they're throwing him Gemara and Gemara and more Gemara and Halacha and Mishneh Berurah. He doesn't know who he's talking to. Why should I do any of this? I don't care about any. I don't know what this is about. I have no feeling for it. I don't know if there is a God when I'm saying these words. I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody. So this rabbi is a Bal Seichel. I don't know him. He sounds like a Bal Seichel. Very fine Bal Seichel. And he's going around trying to push this inyan of having of teaching Emuna, that the yeshiva should be teaching Emuna. And he has it worked out. It doesn't have to take off time from other, you know, it's a program of teaching Emuna. Okay. Now, how radical does that sound to you? How dangerous, how radical does that sound to you? So the article in this journal is this rabbi's response to the attacks he's under for trying to do this. So he's responding to the attacks. Now the attacker, the main attacker, it says over there, wrote a long article, and it said that he's a Rosh Yeshiva. He wrote a long article, but he does not want his name to be known. So right away, Zalotov. Atem Avinim Zalotov. Name withheld, Lotov. If you believe in this, and this is your Mahalach, then why are you hiding your name? And he is attacking this rabbi for trying to change the teaching that has worked for the Jewish people for thousands of years, claiming that this is only going to raise more questions, that the kids believe in everything, and by your doing this, you're going to now take good kids and they're going to start thinking and having questions about their Emunah. That's the main reason for opposition. That they're going to now question their faith. Everybody's okay. He acknowledges that there are a few troublemakers. There are a few that have issues, mostly because their homes are not going well. That's the reason why. And by your having these limudim and suggesting that we implement in all of the yeshivas across the board, Rabban and Kuzri, you know, Rav Dessler, Maral, whatever, 13 Ikarim, by doing this, you're going to turn off many, many, many of the kids from their simple, pure faith in God. I could tell you, I don't want to say on the thing, but I could tell you what this journal is. You could read it. And this Nebuch, this wonderful rabbi, has to even answer such a thing. But the tragedy is that there's even credence given to such Narishkeit, and that somebody has to respond to explain in Tavshin Peh. I understand if this would have been 50 years ago, but that someone has to now explain why is it that Emunah needs to be taught in the yeshivas. Mostly he's saying, I go around and I'm meeting with thousands of kids. They don't believe in anything. From the most Hasidic to the most modern, they don't believe in anything. I'm talking to the kids. I'm out there. You know? And they don't believe in anything. And then when we learn these things, they're excited and they want more. And that invigorates their whole Yiddishkeit. They want to do mitzvahs and they want to learn more Gemara. Like, what's the problem? No. And this rabbi, who's an opponent, is not alone. The journal says there in the letter at the beginning, it says that there were many who are writing to them that they're upset about this, and how who's this rabbi to start suggesting that we talk to the kids about God, that we have any that we talk about Emunah. So when Rav Kook is speaking about the amitzei koach, the ones who have courageous hearts, and the hearts that are filled with this truth, and that are getting tired. So I don't know this rabbi, but I wish him a lot of chizik. Maybe I should give him a call, find out his number, and tell him chazak chazak, that he's trying to do something that's gevaldik, and he shouldn't be misyayish, and he shouldn't worry about the kleine kepelach that have these things to say about what he's doing. That someone's trying to teach emunah to the Am Yisrael. And Rav Kook says that people are tired because it's hard to believe. And this is, we're talking about here in America, and America is pretty chilled, you know, as they say, and laid back. Once you get to Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak, then it's like, it's mamish crazy. Mamish crazy. They're the Muhammad's against anybody that's trying to do this, which Rav Kook suffered from more than anybody else. We'll see more about that in the letter. But he writes, even if you're tired in this war against the many, it's mamish rabim b'yad ma'atim. The milchama is the ma'atim that are fighting this war. Mostly it's just keep on doing things the way that they were. And then when there's a kid that's totally messed up, then everybody goes, oh, it's terrible. It's the internet. Let's make a fundraising thing for the wonderful yeshiva, special yeshiva that's trying to help these kids, or the rabbis that are trying to help these kids. That's what's going on. Everything will go on business as usual, and then let's attend a fundraiser for the schools or the individuals who are trying to fix what we've broken. It's like that's how it's going around and around and around. Mom's like a mouse in that little thing. It's like what's going on. Instead of what this rabbi is trying to do is to fix the problem in the yeshivas. This is the problem. I have to fix the problem in the yeshivas. So then everybody instead talks about these, the rabbis that have, or the rebbetzins that are making these places for kids on the street, and the drug rehab, all this. They're saying, oh, these are our heroes. We respect what they're doing. It's good what they're doing. Nobody wants to do that stuff. Nobody wants to have to. Nobody wants to see kids that are suffering, that are broken, or adults for that matter. Nobody wants to see it. But to change the system inside, there's still tremendous resistance to changing the system. It's going to go on and on and on, breaking, destroying. And then expressing our admiration for the ones who are fixing. It's an interesting thing. Could you imagine doing that in your house? Go home now, take an axe, start whacking your walls down and breaking the walls, and then you invite in a carpenter or a guy contractor and say, "Ooh, you do such gewaldige work." He'll say, "Listen, I'm glad I make a panos like this, but it's Michigan guns. What are you knocking your walls down?" And then you're going to make a dinner to honor me for fixing them. Don't break them. You don't have to have someone fix them. I think that makes sense, no?
Where does it start?
Don't break them, so you don't have to fix them. But this is the craziest thing. They're the heroes of the Jewish people, the ones who are fixing. I break the kid, And then I honor the person who's fixing it. And if you don't know how not to break kids, then resign and have the guy that fixes kids take your place. Which is what's happening. Slowly, slowly. That's what's happening. It has to happen. Because parents, at some point, are just saying, we're not going to deal with this anymore. We're not going to have this breaking, fixing.
Let the rabbis deal with the kids. God forbid.
Ha'herlech, he says, Gamim ayifu b'melchamtem neged hamoin rav. Even if you're tired. Even if you're tired fighting against the multitudes. Ha'herlech bebitcha la ruach asher einav ha'pekuchas lefidaito yisa'u. Lo yechdilu teis maskam. Lo yechdilu his oideid. He says, the Hamoin Rav is Halach Bibitchel Ruach Asher Einav Pukach Vidaita Yisau. The multitudes, they just follow what they know, what they're familiar with, what their eyes are open to, according to their, they're just carried along by whatever that Ruach is that they're used to. But he speaks to these Amitzei Korach and he says, Loyach Lutais Moskov. Don't stop giving the sweetness. Don't stop bringing the sweetness of Yiddishkeit. Lo yechdul his oidei. Don't stop encouraging. The degel rosei Torah, v'chais and das v'unabruo pnimis. And the banner, the flag of the secrets of Torah, and v'chais and das, and strong understanding of Hashem and Yiddishkeit, v'emuna brura upnimis, and faith that is clear. Emuna brewer that's clear and pnimis and deep. But don't stop giving this. Don't stop trying. Yeshua Salamim li Yisrael l'Adam, which brings salvation to all worlds, eternal salvation for the Jewish people and for mankind b'chla. We'll talk a lot about all of that. L'Adam, Yisrael l'Adam, l'gviya Yisrael neshamas, physically and spiritually, to the bodies and to the souls. L'olam u'l'olam kulam. This world and all worlds. Lagdailim laktanim. For adults, for great people, and for children, and for regular people. Lizkeinim latsirim. To old people and young people. Bi yadam. It's in your hands. In your hands, meaning in the hands of the amitzei hakoach. You want, that have great strength. You who have levavos, you with the hearts. You who still have those hearts where you feel the light of Hashem is shining within your hearts. Because I know that your hearts are broken. I know that you're tired. I know that you're so frustrated fighting this war. But don't stop. He says, don't stop. Just continue. Don't stop. He says this is L'Gvius L'Neshamas. This is the physically safe. The Gvias and the Neshamas. I was talking to a mother last night who has a 14 or 15 year old daughter who is constantly cutting herself all over her body. She's cutting herself. You've heard of this. You've seen this. Yeah. There's Laila who's cutting herself all over and who has expressed a desire to die. She wants to die. 14, 15 year old girl. She wants to die. How could that be? Why would a little girl want to die? She has a beautiful home. She has nice parents. She's got her Barbies or whatever they use instead these days. I don't know. She has all she needs to eat. She has friends. Why does she want to die? Why does she want to die? Even the bodies of our children are in danger, not just the souls. They're inseparable. The Marinayim talks about this in Maloyscha and the Star Slash Amalkeva and Nigel Sonda Veneno. Maybe we've had time in a few weeks we'll do that Marinayim. But the when the soul is endangered, the body is also endangered. It's a matter of time. When the neshama is under attack, or when the neshama is starving and dying, then at some point the body gives up also. the body gives up also. And there are different ways. Not everybody cuts. There are different ways. There are different ways to deal with that situation. Overeating is one of the most popular. Instead of cutting, you have a person that doesn't stop eating. Doesn't stop eating. Noshing and eating and fressing and eating and fressing. It's another way. There are different ways. But when the neshama of a Jew is tzibrochen or is starving, feels a dryness, then the body is affected by that as well. So Rav Kook says, this revelation of Amuna Berura Upnimis is needed for Yeshua's Olamim, Liyisrael La'adam, Lagvias V'Neshamas. Lagvias V'Neshamas. And he says, not only for Jews, also for Goyim, for non-Jews. Lagvias V'Neshamas. Lagvias V'Neshamas. Never has the world been as successful and affluent as it is now. But people are depressed and taking medicines that are dangerous and sick and anxious and nervous and tzibrochen, the whole world. Now you have this scary virus, this coronavirus is going around. Hashem Yerachem, people already more than 2,000 people in the world have died from this. There are more than 2,700 people in the five towns that are dying from this. You understand? Much more that are dying from this virus that Rav Kook is talking about. And the shorish of that virus is also in Ruchnius. Why did it begin Davka in that place? That's an interesting thing to talk about, to think about. It's not important for now. But that's also, it's the Gevias and Neshamas, the bodies, the souls. Now this is something Rav Kook spoke about quite often. V'ha'ilmus tokefes osanu. And if we're trying to speak, he's speaking to this chevra. Whom I include every single person here in this Beis Medrash right now, and every single person that's connected to what we're doing over here in Eish Kodesh and some other very wonderful places in the world. If we feel imanu medarvim, v'ha'ilmus tokefes osanu. What's ilmus? An elaim. What's an elaim? No. Someone who can't talk. Mutinous. V'ilmus tokefes osanu. In other words, your heart is exploding. You know what must get done. You want more than anything to communicate this to the world. To communicate it to your own kids. To communicate it to the system, the teachers, the principals, the rabbanim, the yeshivas, to communicate this truth. But ilmus is takefes esana. Do you find that you can't speak? Ilmus, you're overcome by muteness. Ilmus takefes esana. Rav Kook spoke about this so often, and it's amazing because no one had as much command of language as Rav Kook. There's nobody that spoke like Rav Kook or writes like Rav Kook. But he always was suffering from this illness. He felt, I can't express this. I can't express it. Which is one of the reasons why his Torah is so hard to understand. It's very hard to understand. You know, when you have so much in your heart, And it's something which is so clear and so strong and so true, you become sometimes mute. You can't give it over. You can't express it. It's too much. And people are not listening. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzrayim, you know, the Golus of Dibur and people not listening. When you have so much to say and people are not listening, you lose your ability to speak. Svasam's other tzaddikim explained that one of the inyanim of Golus HaDibur is that when you're trying to say things and no one listens, you just, at some point, you can't talk anymore. When you're not being heard, you just can't go on talking. You feel this illness, this muteness, if you're not being heard. So he says, if we're trying to talk and muteness overcomes us, if we're trying to express this which is so clear, that the Jewish people are dying for Hashem, that Am Yisrael is chalishing to have a connection to Hashem, and that connection can be found and taught and expressed and revealed in the deepest Torah, and it's all there, and it's all available to us. Im anu mevatim v'amusagim nitboim b'dim yaseinu, but the concepts, the words, are drowned in our silence. Drowned in our silence. There's so much to say, and there aren't the right words to say it, and people are not listening. Not only they're not listening, but we'll see, especially in the letter, they're making fun, they're mocking. So then our expressions are drowned in the silence. Nidboim bedumia seinu. Because we don't feel that we have the strength. Lahadrir es hadibur. What does it mean, lahadrir? You could learn a lot of Lashon Kodesh, where the Rav Kook uses Hebrew as original. What word do you see over here?
Hador.
What?
Hador.
Hador? What, splendor? No. What? You have a dal in a resh, but that's that. What does it mean? So, what does that mean? Lahadriya sadibu. No.
Dwell.
To dwell. That's what Ezra's saying.
Free that, like drawer.
Yeah, Aaron's right. What? Parshas Bahar. Drawer. You don't sing Zmir. Drawer Yikul Avenim Bas. Drawer La'aretz. Drua means to free. Means freedom. Means to be free. So Rav Kook takes that word drua and he does something with it that nobody else in the world does. And he makes it into a verb. And he says, we don't have the strength to free. The shachrer. Lahadrir es hadibur. To free. The words that are in us, there are concepts, there are feelings that are deeper than us, and there are words, there are isias that are inside, but we don't have the strength anymore to free them, to let them go. Lahadrir es hadibur, lechapes es hamilul. We're just tired. We don't have the strength anymore to search for the words. Lo bishvil kach. Nibahel. But we shouldn't become frightened or bewildered, even though we can't find the words and we're so tired and we're so brokenhearted. Not being heard, not being heard. Rav Kook says, don't stop. Lo b'shvil kach nibahel. With all of this, we shouldn't be behala, we shouldn't be bewildered. V'nisog achar. And we shouldn't retreat. Mechefzeinu hakavua. From this consistent longing. Chefzeinu hakavua. This longing, this desire that's kavua. That's fixed within us. Because we know it's the truth. Lo b'shul kach nibahel v'nisog achor mechefzeinu hakavua. Kvedus hapeh. Now he's referring specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Kvedus hapeh. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a kvad peh. The inability to communicate. This feeling that we have, that we can't communicate this. Kvedus hapeh. We can't allow this heaviness of the mouth, this inability to communicate. We shouldn't allow this to hold us back, to stop us, to hold back this zerem, this current, this powerful current. Of this great longing, of this exalted longing, shall a chayfetz on his gav. Asher devar Hashem bo yigale. Because through this chayfetz on his gav, somehow, the devar Hashem is going to be revealed. We see how the Nevi'im suffered from this. The Nevi'im. Now the word Navi, we'll see in a second, it brings the pasuk from Navi. It's the word Niv Sfasayim, which means the utterance or the expressions of the lips. The Navi is trying to express the deepest secrets of Elokus to the Jewish people. And we see when we learn Tanakh that the Nevi'im were frustrated, the Nevi'im were mocked, they were even killed. It's hard to believe. The Nevi'im were killed by Jews. They were ridiculed. They were ignored. Moshe Rabbeinu is the father, is the of HaNevi'im, is the father of all Nevi'im. And he said, "Oy Mat Yiskaloni." Soon they're going to stone me, right? Soon they're going to kill me. Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're going to kill me. To be misunderstood, to be hated, to be mocked. Rav Kook writes, there's a whole section in Ruach Nisat Torah, he has a whole maimer. Rav Kook writes how, in a few places, how you have a yeshiva bacher or somebody that's really older. And he's not a lamdan, he's not strong in his understanding of Gemara, he's not a lamdan, he's not like a. But he has within him a burning fire to connect to Hashem and to study. Pnimis HaTorah and so on. But he's very, very discouraged because everybody around him is telling him that you're not really a Talmud Chacham, you're not really a real man, somebody that's a Lamdan. And you're like, the reason that you learn those other things is because you're a wimp. If you'd really be a man, you'd be learning what we learn. And the reason that you learn the other stuff is you're a wimp. We'll read inside, I'll show it, Rav Kook, the way he says it, Rav Kook. Rav Kook says, don't be in the slightest bit discouraged by those people. It's your chelik and Hashem's Torah, and with simcha and with confidence, you move ahead and learn that part of Torah that brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch. But how many people feel this? So many people feel this. Remember, there's one of the chevi here in the shul told me years ago that when he moved here, He moved from another place, and his Rosh Hashiva told him, how could you leave our place here? There's serious tire, and you're going to a place where it's not serious.
You hear that all the time.
And that's... So, the Nevi'im themselves were already ridiculed and mocked, and they knew the truth. And they knew the truth better than we know the truth. They heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the truth. So the Nevi'im, with all that they had to say, were people who were tormented people. You learn Navi, you learn Amos, you learn Treyasa, you learn Yeshaya. The Nevi'im were tormented people. Because they had the deepest truth within them, and people weren't listening. And the Navi's going around and he's saying, Chever, there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, you know? Everything's we're going to lose everything. It's falling apart. You never felt like running to a certain institution, a certain yeshiva or a girls' school, and saying, there's going to be a Churban over here? You never felt that? I'm telling you the truth, I can't sleep at night with these things. They make me crazy. I can't sleep from it. It makes me crazy. It makes me crazy to watch innocent, beautiful children walk into a building knowing that a significant part of them are going to come out. It's a bracha nekelim. It makes me crazy that there's going to be a churban habayis, and it doesn't have to happen. It's crazy. Why does there have to be a churban of another Jew? And to try to explain this, to try to communicate it, what are you talking about? That's not real Yiddishkeit and whatever. It's cotton candy and all these things, whatever. You could see how if people like us feel so frustrated by that. You never felt like writing a letter to a teacher? Like, why are you doing that? I have one of my daughters that she's a very, very chash of a teacher, and for many years. And now she has already students that are teaching, the teachers. And my daughter has my granddaughter, in the class of her student. So here already, my daughter just went and told her, like, what are you doing? What happened to you? When I had you as a student, you got it. What did they do to you? You went to some institutions and you came out and you're doing to my daughter. My daughter's daughter, you're doing to my daughter what I didn't do to you. And the reason that you're inspired and you wanted to go on to learn Torah and to become a teacher and to raise a Jewish family is because I didn't do that to you. So now what do I get in return for that? You're doing it to my kid? That's what my daughter said. Wow. So you're doing it to my kid now. I didn't do it to you. No, I didn't mess you up. Wow. I wasn't macher of you. What are you doing? What are you doing? Meaning, if a little girl doesn't understand Pshat and Ramban, she's no good. I did that to you. I did that to you. Show me where it says someplace in the Baruch Shem's Torah that the girl has to understand Ramban in order to be a nice girl. I did that to you. And now you're doing it to my kid. That I'm entrusting my child to you, and you're making a churban? I'm not saying this, because right away, anybody that hears this is the right away. The whole brigade starts, Weinberg is accusing all teachers. You know, that's that defense. You know how people are when they get very defensive? Especially the people that run the mices, they get very defensive. That's why they don't like me. Because if you say anything, they get very defensive. So I always have to qualify. You're fantastic. You're great. You're saving a whole Yiddish guy. We love you. We honor you. We revere everything you do. You know much more than all of us, but you're killing our kids. You're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say. Everybody gets very, very defensive. They get very, very uptight. Get very defensive. And you feel as a result of that over time that it's hard to continue talking. it's hard to continue talking. And Rav Kook is giving chizuk to everybody, not to stop. Not to stop, not to retreat. Lo b'shvil kach ni behel v'nisoga achor mechav tzeinu akavua. Kvei this appeal of ta'atza kar lasus hazerem shal chevitz anizko. Ashedvar Hashem bo yigala. Shedvar Hashem bo yigala. In the end, the Dvar Hashem, through our continuing on, through Rav Kook speaking about to the people who have these hearts that feel and know the truth. So Rav Kook says that by just to continue, whatever it is that we could try and to say, in the end, Dvar Hashem bo yigala, in the end, the word of Hashem, the Dvar Hashem is going to be revealed in such a way as Asher yoyma dover la azer karach l'nech sholem. And Hashem is going to say some words to give strength to those who are weak, who are stumbling, who are weak. I mean, he's speaking now about the students. He's speaking about the teachers who want to give over. And Hashem will give them strength. So you feel like you don't have strength, and you feel that you're overcome by this muteness, and you can't express, and you're being ignored, and you're being mocked, and so on. He says, Hashem will give you strength. Just keep on doing it. Keep on trying. Keep on trying. Levaser sholem liyirivei am. Levaser sholem means that Hashem will bring the good news of peace. Liyirivei am, for those of our people who are embattled. In a bigger way, Rav Kook speaking about all of Am Yisrael. Because as all the Mekubalim taught, and Rav Kook was from the greatest of the Mekubalim of all time, that without Emuna, without Sayyidi HaTorah, without Pnimius HaTorah, there can't be peace within the Jewish people. Because all of the fighting and all of the arguing, all of the machlokes is because of shallowness and superficiality. We were learning this morning in the Baal Shem Tov that in Pnimius every Jew is every single Jew is inseparable from every other Jew. It doesn't mean you can't have a disagreement, but it means that the disagreement doesn't cause you to hate. The disagreement doesn't cause you to be separated. But that's in the world of Pnimius. In the world of Chitzonius, in the world of Nigla, when you're fighting and you're arguing, at some point you don't like the other person. You just go away. In the world of Pnimius, there's no separation. Therefore, what Rav Kook is saying is that Yirivei Am, to bring peace, that only through Pnimius HaTorah, only through the deeper teachings and secrets of Torah, only through Amunah can there be peace within Klal Yisrael. Because only when you come to that part that's deeper than yourself do you realize that there is nothing separating between one person and another, aside from some ideas and so on, but there's nothing on a deeper level that separates between one Jew and another Jew. All of the quarreling, all of the machlokes, all of the fighting, the lack of shalom is the result of shallowness, of shidchis. In the world of Pnimius, there's no machlokes. That's why you don't, when you look in the Sifri HaPnimius, you don't have machlokes, and it's not. Like you have a nigla. Nigla is filled with machlaikas. Everything in nigla is machlaikas. In Pnimius HaTorah, it's not machlaikas. You don't see in the Zohar Kodesh, there's machlaikas. It's a world of echad, of achdus. It's not a world of machlaikas. In nigla and chitzonius, there's machlaikas. In Pnimius, there's no machlaikas. So when two Jews who can't stand each other, have nothing to do with each other, as we were talking about last week, they have nothing to do with each other, but they find themselves in the same, in the same tzara. So all the external stuff falls away, and they're just two Jews, and they're happy to be with each other. It doesn't make a difference if he's Bnei Akiva, if he's Baba, or Satmar, or he's a Litvak, or a Lubavitch, or he's from, he's not from, Zayid. All of that lack of shalom comes from shitchius, comes from shallowness. The tzaddikim, they had machlokes with each other, but they loved each other in a very deep way. They disagreed on the inyanim. They had different shittas, they disagreed, but they loved each other very deeply. They loved each other. They had machlokes in Yonim. Mishami Abisil, they had tremendous machlokes, but they married with each other, the children, they loved each other. They made chasnas, it wasn't. So if Cook says, only through this, only through revealing Pnimiya Satira, Mizlavas Hashem, Hashem will bring the Besara of peace, the Yerivei Am. We don't have the ability to communicate all of this. We're mute. So if Cook brings the pasuk from Yeshaya, from Navi, Borei Niv Sfasayim, Hashem creates the utterances of the lips. Shalom Shalom L'Rochel G'Lakarav, Amar Hashem R'Afarasiv. Shalom Shalom L'Rochel G'Lakarav, Hashem calls out, peace, peace, to those who are far and those who are near. Amar Hashem, Hashem speaks, and through that there is healing. Like Rav Kook always does, he brings a pasuk at the end that says the whole Torah. I don't think I have to explain how this pasuk says the whole Torah. Borei Niv Sfasayim, your job is to try to talk, just try. Hashem is the one who creates the utterances of the lips. And Hashem is calling out, peace, peace to those who are far and those who are near. Which Chazal say, those who are far, and through our words we're going to bring them near. Hashem creates the words, you just keep on trying. You keep on talking, you keep on trying. With your kids, with your students, with your friends, with yourself. You just keep on talking, keep on trying. Omer Hashem. Because Hashem speaks. And what you're saying are the words of God. And you just keep on trying, and Hashem will speak, Urafasiv, and He will heal your lips, that your lips will say the right words. You just keep on trying, Hashem will bring a healing to your lips. And you'll be able to say what needs to be said. That somehow, either through speaking or even through your silence, that truth will be communicated. Somehow it'll be communicated. Because Hashem is the one who is the Balabos. Our job is to try. Just to keep on trying, to keep on talking, to keep on doing whatever we can. Not to chas v'chalila, give up. Even though it's hard not to give up. You feel like, it's very often you feel like you can't do it anymore. You know, sometimes over the years, every now and then I've said to my wife, you know, maybe I should have taka become a lawyer. You know? That lasts for like 5 seconds. I don't know. Sometimes you feel like it's just, you get that, you feel like it's just, you can't do it anymore. It's not. But Hashem is the one who creates our words and our ability to speak. And each and every person who's trying, Rav Kook is encouraging not to stop. He didn't till his last word, till the day that he died, Rav Kook didn't stop. And he is a tremendous, tremendous inspiration to us, each and every one of us, that we should never, ever stop to try. You say good words, and say over the truth, and give it over. And somehow, in some way, Hashem will bring a healing to our people. And Hashem will say, Shalom, Shalom. L'rochok l'karv. And then all who are far will be brought near. Because the Metzius is Hashem knows that nobody is really far from Him. It just looks like that on the surface. And you have to keep on believing in that nobody really is far. And therefore the words, even though they don't look like they're being heard, in some way they are. And over time you begin to see that there are people, good people, who are listening. And in the end, everybody's going to listen. Once it becomes clear that it's Hashem who's speaking, it's not Hashem, it's It's not, oh, what are you, a Lubavitcher? What are you, a Breslover? What are you, a Rav Kook? What are you? Kipi Hashem Dibir. It's Hashem who's speaking. Stop with this nonsense of Breslov and this and Lakewood and Chabad and just stop all this nonsense. Kipi Hashem Dibir. It's Hashem who is speaking. Listen. Stop with all the narishkeit. Kipi Hashem Dibir. Hashem is speaking. We should all be able to hear. Make sure you have with the phone that what Moshe David sent to you, the letter from Rav Kook.
Now,
I have to run.
Is this all from Rav Kook as well?